Hi, this is Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Janet Saidi. When you hear the words Branson, Missouri, what do you think of? Well, if you're thinking along the lines of big hair and banjos, think again. A new film gets behind that facade to go deep into the lives and stories of the people of Branson, Missouri. The film, We Always Lie to Strangers, screens at Ragtag for a week starting this weekend. The filmmakers are A.J. Schnook, Nathan Truesdell, and David Wilson. And if that last name rings a bell, it's because Wilson is very well known in film circles as the co-founder of the True Falls Film Festival. He stopped by the studio on his way back from Branson this week to talk with KBIA's Maggie Angst about the stories and the families featured in the film. Here's their conversation.
The film follows four families over the course of 5 years, all of whom live and work in the entertainment industry in Branson, Missouri. And I grew up here. I've known about Branson since I was a kid. I went there as a kid. And at a certain point, I realized that my mental image of Branson came mostly from sort of stereotypes, you know, jokes on The Simpsons and stuff like that. And so I wanted to do something that went deeper than that, that showed something more to Branson. And I met AJ, and he had made several films before, and he loved the idea also. He grew up outside St. Louis. He'd been to Branson as a kid, and his mom went to Branson every year religiously. So he had a real sense of what Branson had become, but like me, wanted to go beneath the surface. And so we went down to Branson together for the first time in 2007 and started shooting.
Why did it take 5 years to create?
We really wanted to tell, you know, what I call a longitudinal story. We wanted to be able to go into people's lives and follow those lives as long as it made sense and as long as there was an arc. You know, lives aren't simple and neat and tidy, but they do have little arcs here and there and overlapping arcs. And we wanted to be able to, like, look at those sections and look at, you know, what people were going through and the transitions, and also the transitions the town was going through. 2008, when we did a lot of our initial shooting, we saw a depression. You know, we saw that the nation go into a severe economic downturn, and that hit Branson. You know, Branson's a town based on tourism, and what happened with the economy nationwide was also happening in Branson.
David, what would you say are the central themes within the film?
You know, obviously the economy, but I think the biggest theme we have is family. I think every one of these families, you know, we really look at their lives, and whether it's their love life or dealing with aging parents or wondering how they're going to put food on the table, all of these issues all revolve around family.
Can you tell us a little bit about the families that you feature in this film?
Sure. We follow four families. One family is Chip Holderman. He's a single dad with two sons. He's singing and dancing in shows. And Chip is gay, and it's not always easy to be gay in Branson. And so his storyline has to do with that and his struggles with his family. The Tinocos have a show called The Magnificent Variety Show. They were a very successful show, and then their financial backers pulled out, and they made a decision to go it on their own. And we follow them through a really difficult first season as they're struggling with a cast, trying to keep the show afloat, and doing incredibly hard work to try to make it all come together. The Lennon family, the Lennon sisters are a pretty famous name for anyone in kind of a parents or grandparents generation. They were on the Lawrence Welk show, and 13 Lennons all moved to Branson in the early 90s. And they were sort of fish out of water. They were liberal California Democrats suddenly plunked down in the middle of the Ozarks. And so through their story, we get some of that outsider perspective, but we also see Gail Lennon, who is a singer and performer, but getting a little too old to perform in a lot of the shows down there and trying to figure out what she's going to do with her life. And finally, we have the Presley family. They're probably the most famous name in Branson. They're one of the founding families of Branson, one of the first shows in Branson. And Rayanne Presley, who married into the family, is the current mayor of Branson. And so through her, we see what it's like to be in that kind of show family, but also what it's like to try to run a small town, but a small town that really sort of plays on the national stage.
I know here in Missouri, there's obviously a very local appeal, but what do you think is the biggest appeal for people around the nation?
I think that Branson is a town that prides itself on presenting a certain version of America, a certain idealized version of America. And our film goes beneath that surface. And so everything that we reveal about Branson, I think, is something we reveal about America at large.
That's David Wilson talking about his new film, We Always Lie to Strangers, created with filmmakers A.J. Schnook and Nathan Truestell. It screens this week at Ragtag. You're listening to Off the Clock Arts and Culture on KBIA. Capital City Cinema is a new performance space in downtown Jefferson City. Earlier this spring, the space hosted a sold-out performance of a piece called To Capital City with Love. The performers serenading this new theater are members of Mostly Opera. KBIA's Kendrisa Cockrell went to Mostly Opera's performance at Capital City Cinema and came back with this.
Mostly Opera is not your average classical performance. The group combines classical arrangements with contemporary music to bring a new, fun feel to the art form. It's opera in Missouri with a twist.
So it's on the top of the second case and the lyrics are there.
Mostly Opera hosts a monthly Opera by the Bar event at different restaurants around Jefferson City. The organization was founded last year after other attempts to start an opera following failed because of issues with funding. Anne Riggs is Mostly Opera's CEO and producer. Riggs says she noticed a community interest in opera after she helped start the St. Louis-based group Midwest Lyric Opera.
I'm seeing it in very short time because I'm getting restaurants calling me saying that they want us to come. Now that the symphony knows about us, the symphony loves opera. The symphony classical audiences like to hear our productions.
Opera America is a national organization for professional opera companies. There are more than 125 companies registered with Opera America, and more than half of those companies were established within the last 40 years. As more classical operas incorporate modern concepts into their performances, more and more younger adults are starting to participate in the art form. MU student and Mostly Opera group member Cassandra Gall says that she is excited about the resurgence of opera in the area because it allows people to experience a new culture.
It's created a lot of really good response with the public, and they really enjoy the fact that there's people here in Jefferson City that are finally doing stuff like this, because we haven't had things like this for a while.
The Mostly Opera group will continue to host performances in mid-Missouri restaurants and theaters throughout the year. Meanwhile, Rick says the group hopes to plan a production with the Jefferson City Symphony in the near future. Kendrisa Cockrell, KBIA News.
That's Off the Clock this week. I'm Janet Saidi. Have a great weekend.